It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
It's really cold in Charlotte. When you listen to the news, you'd think it's never been cold before 2014, and it has never snowed before. Oh well, they have to sell newspapers, don't they? I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a board-certified pediatrician with 32 years of private practice experience to date. This is my blog that I started 3 years ago that I dedicate to children and families. Topics ranging from the crib to the country club, from the womb to the workplace, are discussed here as long as the topic is relevant to children and parents. A few weeks ago, I put up a post about how cold air affects a child's respiratory system, you know, their lungs and their nose, etc. If you missed that one, make sure to take time to read or listen, and let Grandma listen too. I think she will agree with what I said. In today's post, I'm going to go deep, deep into a pediatric office in the dead of winter when it is cold like it is in Charlotte this week. Pediatricians instinctively learn after many cold winters that there are clues to severity of illness in children that you just don't get from a traditional medical history or physical exam. You know it as soon as you walk into the exam room. When you're a pediatrician, you know it's winter. I mean really winter, when the children start visiting your office in their pajamas. If they have what I call the bedhead, that's uncombed, unkempt hair, things are probably not so good for them. If they're wrapped in a blanket, holding a lovey, kick up that sickness index another notch. If they have both parents with them, you know that everyone is pretty anxious about their child, and the likelihood of a serious illness has bumped up just a little bit more. Now, here's the biggest sign of significant illness to me. The child has all the things I just mentioned, and they are laying on the table and don't sit up when the doctor comes in the room. They don't greet the doctor or acknowledge that the doctor has come to see them. The child feels so bad that they just can't deal with the doctor. If a child has all these signs, my sickness radar is in full alert mode. Pajamas with bedhead, wrapped in a blanket, holding a lovey, accompanied by both parents, and laying on the table during the visit, wow, watch out. For a child like this, I'm going to do every test I can to make sure that the child doesn't have a serious illness. I'm going to listen to the parents tell the story of this child's illness, and I'm going to repeat that story back to them to make sure I got all the details correct before making any decisions. I'm going to do as careful a physical exam as I know how to do. I'm likely to do every test that I think is relevant that might help me sort things out. Entering a room like this is when I really earn my pay, bring my experience, and potentially I can really make a difference in a room like this. So the next time you see your child's pediatrician in the dead of winter, please be extra nice to her or him. They are undoubtedly tired and stressed. They are working hard to make sure your children stay healthy. And be careful what signals you send to that doctor about your child's state of health. Pajamas, lovey, wrapped in a blanket, with both parents attending? Oh my, that's what winter means to me. This is Doc Smo, broadcasting from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina, hoping this cold winter chill doesn't make your little ones ill. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry, and Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.